Welcome back to This Week in the NHL. I'm Sam Rosen. There were exciting highlights before the All-Star break, during the All-Star break, and after the All-Star break. And our Joe Tolleson has his weekly collection of the top plays. Daniel Alfredson's scoring binge starts it off.
Richards trying to go cross ice, stolen away by Fisher, who fell. He's got Alfredson with him. Over to Alfredson, down the goal. He shoots, he scores! The hat trick for the captain, Daniel Alfredson. This one shorthanded, and it's 4-0 Ottawa.
Sam, what a game by Daniel Alfredson. Dave Schreiber, the call on the Team 1200 in Ottawa, as Alfredson's hat trick was part of a team record 7-point night. He joins Jaromir Jagr and Matt Sundin as the only active players to score 7 points in an NHL game. Alfredson's feat prepared everyone for the All-Star game, where Columbus's Rick Nash put himself in the record book.
We are underway in the All-Star game, and the West has it in their own zone out to center left side to Rick Nash of Columbus. From the red line, he gives it up into the east zone. Nash steals it, goes to the net, and scores! Just like that, Rick Nash, 12 seconds into the game, with a steal and a shot that beats DiPietro.
Sam Rosen, the call here on NHL Radio, as Nash's goal 12 seconds into the game is the fastest goal in All-Star history. It was just the beginning for the Blue Jackets scoring machine.
The East led 5-1 end of the first period. They haven't scored since then. And the West has cut it down to 5-4. And now a breakaway for Rick Nash to the net on the backhand. He scores! What a goal by Rick Nash! He did it again! It's a hat trick for Rick Nash, and the West has tied it at 5.
But it wouldn't be enough for the West.
Right side of Chara. Chara worked it out to Savard. Now to Eric Staal. 2-on-1 down low. Cross ice. Staal gets it back. He scores! That was off a great feed from Ilya Kovalchuk.
Carolina's Eric Staal with 2 goals on the night, and he started the game-winning play.
25 seconds to go, regulation time. Staal with a takeaway behind the West net. Peter Campbell into the middle, a shot, score! Mark Savard of the Boston Bruins with 20.9 seconds to go gives the East an 8-7 lead.
Mark Savard scored on his only shot of the All-Star game to give the East an 8-7 win and help Staal earn MVP honors over Nash. It's the first time a player who had the only hat trick in the game was not named the most valuable player. Alexander Ovechkin had 2 goals in the All-Star game, and when the season resumed, he was warrior reincarnate. A cut under his eye from a high stick, a broken nose from a hard check, stitches in his lip after getting hit by a puck, yet none of that could stop Alex the Great against Montreal. His first goal of the night made him the first of 40, and when the game was over, his total was 43. Steve Colby had all the excitement of this overtime thriller on the Capitals Radio Network.
Back to the line, Green, slap shot, Ovechkin out in front, Ovechkin has it, fires, it scores! Alex Ovechkin does it again! He scores the goal in overtime, and the Caps will walk away a winner. The final 5-4 as Alex Ovechkin has his second ever 4-goal game.
One of those moments that reminds you once again, this is the greatest sport on earth, and that's why we're here to follow the bounce of the puck. And hey, stay tuned. Sam's interview with Ovechkin continues later in the show.
Thanks, Joe. Great highlights as usual. Still ahead on this week's show, Doc Emrick features the career of Phil Housley. Coming up next is the inside story from our hockey insider, Bob McKenzie.
Both these goaltenders seem to want to have something handed to them and not compete for the job.
This Week in the NHL on Westwood One continues after this.